online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, just ahead of one, here's Ollie Cole.
Police investigating a violent hate crime against a teenage asylum seeker in South London have charged five people. The 17-year-old suffered a fractured skull and a blood clot on the brain after being targeted on Friday night. Here's Detective Superintendent Jane Corrigan.
This is a hate crime. The victims were set upon because they were asylum seekers. That was specifically mentioned during the attack. I haven't seen an attack like this in a number of years, and certainly nothing in London. This was just appalling.
The group are due in court in Croydon later.
KMFM News.
A second man's been arrested on suspicion of grooming a teenager in Maidstone. Police were called once again to Moat Park after reports he'd arranged to meet a 14-year-old boy. The 49-year-old man from Cranbrook remains in custody. It comes just a day after a 62-year-old man from Sittingbourne was arrested for the same offence. More at kentonline.co.uk. Meanwhile, figures given to KMFM show there's been a 70% rise in the number of people meeting children after grooming them online in Kent. Tougher laws come into force today, meaning any message sent by an adult to a child about sexual activity is now illegal. Tony Stower is from the NSPCC. He says parents need to make sure their kids know how to stay safe online.
Some of these conversations for parents and children can be quite difficult, but parents should remember that they're not in this alone. There's lots of help and support out there to make sure that they can take action to help protect their children.
We've tweeted that full interview at KMFM News. Spain's urged the UK not to lose tempers over Gibraltar. Former Tory leader Lord Howard likened the territory to the Falklands over the weekend. The Spanish foreign minister says the tone of comments coming from Britain has been a little surprising. His British counterpart Boris Johnson says the government's position is clear.
The sovereignty of Gibraltar is unchanged and it's not going to change and cannot conceivably change without the express support and consent of the people of Gibraltar and the United Kingdom, and that is not going to change. Thanks a lot.
Four men have been given a total of over 16 years behind bars after a pub brawl in Chatham. It happened outside Churchill's public house in the Brook last September and saw a 69-year-old man seriously injured. The group was sentenced at Maidstone Crown Court earlier today. A police spokesperson said the altercation saw shocking amounts of violence used against the victim. More than 20 million adults in the UK are classified as physically inactive, and women are worse than men at doing enough exercise. British Heart Foundation research shows it costs the NHS as much as £1.2 billion a year as people increase their risk of heart disease. The research also suggests inactivity may be causing as many deaths as smoking. The charity says even active people are at risk if they don't do regular, vigorous exercise. President Trump's warned he's prepared to take action against North Korea unless China takes a harder line on the secretive nation. He's made the comments ahead of a meeting with the Chinese leader this week. He's also told the Financial Times the UK's vote to leave the EU would be good for Europe. Credit card companies could soon have to help customers who are in persistent debt. The Financial Conduct Authority wants firms to prompt customers to make faster payments, propose repayment plans, or block cards if debts aren't repaid. The number of complaints about nuisance drones in Kent has risen. Police dealt with just three reports in 2014, compared with just over 150 last year. Nationally, the complaints include rows between neighbours, prison smuggling, and mid-air near misses. And Peter Rabbit is among four Beatrix Potter characters to feature on a new set of colourful 50 pence coins later this year. The Royal Mint's issuing them in addition to last year's collection, celebrating 150 years since the birth of the children's author. The designs reflect the hand-painted style of Potter's original illustrations, with colour added to Peter's blue jacket, Jeremy Fisher's bright red one, Tom Kitten's blue pyjamas, and Benjamin Bunny's green hat.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Trouble for the world of athletics, and Kent's Invicta Dynamos are celebrating. With those and the rest of today's sport, here's Joe.
Well, athletics' world governing body says hackers thought to be from Russia have broken into their database of confidential medical records. IAAF President Lord Coe has apologised to athletes. Football and Chelsea striker Frank Kirby is in the England women's squad for Euro 2017. Boss Mark Sampson has announced his 23-player selection for the finals this summer. They are open their competition against Scotland on the 19th of July. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos are through to the South Division playoff finals. They beat Streatham 10-1 on the ice in Gillingham last night, leaving them 13-4 on aggregate. The final takes place this weekend against Chelmsford.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
Staying fine and bright through the afternoon. Highs of 16 in Swanley, 12 in Ashford.
Weather.
With Carpet Sales Centre. Amazing carpets, affordable prices. Ballard Business Park Street.